Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Drilling for natural gas in played-out coal mines has become big business. Even YouTube has noticed.
Coal bed methane accumulations in the United States are estimated to total more than 700 trillion cubic feet.
All this is another way of saying there's a lot of money to be made from coal bed methane. David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project is here with an update on a continuing story from Southwest Virginia that's all about that money and where it should be going.
Right. This is a story by Robert Sorrell. He's a reporter with the Bristol Herald Courier. This is a long-running story about Southwest Virginia, about basically who owns the coal bed methane, gas, basically natural gas, left behind from spent coal beds.
David, when these coal mining leases were issued a very long time ago, no one anticipated there to ever be a question about gas rights. So the law just hasn't caught up yet.
Basically, a state law allows companies to go in and drill for this gas, even when it's not clear who owns it. The idea is that then they would take the royalties, put it in escrow, and owners could later step forward and claim their royalties.
And indeed, people have stepped forward claiming royalties and also claiming they're not getting the royalties, so they're suing. What's been argued mostly to this point is whether or not there is basis for class action.
Right. So this is something that the coal companies have fought and resisted. And so the class actions were originally certified back in 2013, but appeals had kind of kept that from going forward. So now the federal judge has finally approved the class action, and the cases now will move forward.
And all that being as it is, lawyers for the gas companies are expected to argue that the gas comes from the coal seams, the original leases covered the coal seams, so the original leases therefore should cover the gas. Judges and juries will have to sort this out.
Right. This is probably going to involve some very complex and maybe plow some new ground in terms of gas rights.
Richmond City Council is plowing a little new ground in terms of trans fat rights, I guess we could say. They experimented with healthier choices in some city-owned vending machines just to see what would happen.
Right. This is a story by Ned Oliver. He's the City Hall reporter for the Richmond Times-Dispatch. City Council and their City Hall and other properties have 70 vending machines. They have a contract for those. And they've passed a resolution saying by 2020, these machines all must vend healthy food. So as the headline cleverly says in the Times-Dispatch, farewell honey buns.
Well, the honey buns aren't gone yet, but this test apparently went pretty well.
Yeah, the story said that the results of this test on a few machines has caught everyone by surprise, including members of City Council and the contractor, Aramark, who initially resisted this, but I guess they found that the sales did not sag, according to the story, under this test. So they're behind it, too. The city is working with the American Heart Association to define what qualifies as healthy.
We should note that machines involved in the test were half-stocked with healthier choices. They haven't tried going 100% yet. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.